I think it's a very significant step. It's a very positive step, and I hope they will be arriving at a conclusion that will satisfy both parties.
Now, the communiques that have been coming out of the meetings are short on specifics and yet paint a rather positive picture. What specific issues do you feel are most contentious on the agenda?
Well, obviously, the most contentious ones are two, I mean, initially. The first one is, of course, on the outcome of the election. The opposition would ideally, of course, want to go back and have the votes recounted. And the other thing also is the issue of entering parliament. And the opposition has vehemently opposed the idea of entering parliament without certain things being corrected. First is, of course, the parliament, outgoing parliament, has legislated a few things that do not enable, actually, the opposition to move and even to set agendas. So that's very key for them, and so they don't want to go into parliament and just sit and just only listen to the ruling party. So they feel that this really betrays the people who voted for them. And let me add also that the issue of their members who were recently imprisoned, I think they now, I heard that they now run over 1,000. I mean, this is also a key issue.
Amidst everything else that's happening there in Addis, of course, is the current visit to Ethiopia by two State Department officials. What significance do you see in their visit?
This is absolutely significant. They can definitely use their diplomatic leverage in order to have the talks come through successfully in a way that would satisfy both parties and also in a way in the interest of democracy, let me say. So I think the very fact that they are now in Addis to make this happen, I think is really significant.
You said satisfying both parties. From your viewpoint, what would be considered an ideal outcome from such talks?
Well, obviously, from the opposition's point of view, of course, the ideal thing would have been really to go back and have the votes recounted. But that may not happen. And they did come with another initiative recently, that is establishment of a national unity government. And I think that would satisfy both parties.